At different levels, wisdom is realized differently. If you can understand the deep meaning behind this Surangama saying, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom.
So by now you should understand this sentence. Yeah?
Yes.
Who perceives form? The mundane mind, the thought, understand not? So when you perceive form, perception of form is what? This is the phenomenal world of consciousness. This word must underline. So perception of form is consciousness, understand not? Where the mundane mind through its aggregate of sanya perceive and input the content and the consciousness manifests into the phenomenal world. Whereas its non-perception is what? Wisdom, the direct see. This one, no word, nothing, understand not? He where got sanya? Five aggregate also don't have. Beyond thought, beyond mind. It's beyond this fellow, understand not? So this fellow, when he perceived, what did he perceive? Perception of form is consciousness. Whereas it's non-perception, this fellow don't perceive, means what? He developed the wisdom through the direct seeing. Direct seeing means what? He sees things as they are. Understand now? It's not through consciousness, no. Like the cinema theater, you see all those things, no. Dependent originating, no. This one, no dependent originating, no. See things as they are, no. Understand now? That's why the Surangama Sutta so powerful. I remember, I never read this before until somebody passed me the book and asked me to teach it. Because Xuanhua, you remember my brother went there. I only got the first copy of the English translation. No? That was in 1986. Then, later on, somebody sent me the Surangama Sutta, the Charles Look one. You remember the Charles Look one we used for sharing one? So that one, somebody printed it, you know. So Charles Look also Xu Yin Lao Hezang's first line disciple. Because he is quite good. He's a lay person. Upasaka. So in his book, he's very good. He can understand, but he don't have the complete realization, but very good really. Because he translated into English quite precise. I was so surprised, because somebody like that, that's why instead of Swami Hwan, so many chapters, like Lotus Sutta, how many chapters, you share until cow come home, that one book only, and somebody gave it to me. That's why when I read that one, I understand. That's why I share. Then I saw this one, perception of form and conscious, where it's non-perception. Straight away, my nature rejoiced. I say, who can write like that? Unless they have the direct see. That's why I say all this Maya Sutta, the book, is for enlightened being. Non-enlightened being cannot understand. Understand? That's why you need great beings, master, teachers, to teach you, to share with you. Otherwise you cannot understand. So now clear, perception of form is? Whereas it's non-perception? From here, direct seeing, see things as they are, no word, nothing, Where got form? Understand, Where got consciousness? 看山不是山了, understand, Where the direct seeing, where got word? Thing is just the way, like the baby see, understand, But after you transform, everything stabilizes, when you understand the condition, Dhamma and the unconditioned, what happens? You become normal again. They can't sun? Use the sun because people are different. When the deluded one comes, sun. The enlightened one, can't sun, put the sun. Yeah, put the sun. You echo and flow, understand? No? Both also right according to them, understand? No? Because you already reached the stabilized stage, the understanding that is so complete to you, whether mountain or no mountain, no different. Because finally you're like ordinary, normal living being. That's why I say, initially when my mundane mind collapsed, I find it difficult to go back to normal life. Understand? Not to say I got suffering. No, Because this type of mind, how to talk to people, understand? How can people understand? But luckily I have the Dhamma at that time. So later on, I realized when all this thing over, after my mundane mind collapsed, then another few more years, I realized I learned how to use the supramundane mind, and I become normal again. I become normal again. Then after that, I remember, I tell my wife, I said, maybe this is meant to be. Then Maitreya came, 2008. That time was around Ingbi, they all found me. After Maitreya came, request, then they all came. I went SABA and teach. Because meant to be, the condition like that. So this is how affinity, nature's condition, and all the understanding of cultivation you have, you will have the ability to connect, understand? And how to build affinity? No need to pay money, understand? Chant, pay respect, understand?
Yes.
And all the great beings are all over, like Jin Hao learned. Rejoicing, free, right? Everywhere also you can rejoice and develop the meritorious action and the joy inside and open up your heart. You somehow don't know how to pick it out. Kui ke lo bun si, you understand? When you walk that path, the whole path is full of wealth. Like Amy said, sila is the source of spiritual wealth. Because you keep your sila, you follow the advice of the Buddha, then you develop the wholesomeness, the virtue. Then after that, you use this to invoke power of merit for causing going to avoid the foolish, the heedless, meet up with the wise. So all this will manifest. Then you become enlightened. You realize. Then you got good condition. You meet the being that can teach you the Bodhisattva way. That's how that thing is paid. That's why, do you know, they say, Pure Land is paved with what? Those who've been there before, you go and read the Pure Land Sutra. Paved with what? Not only gold, gem, diamond, everything. But it is a literal meaning, understand? It's just like I tell you, your path of cultivation, spiritual treasure is everywhere. You don't know how to pick it up on it. You mong cha cha, thinking that every time must cross legs, sit and do vipassana, then only you can realize. But all the important one, like the Buddha teach on devotional practice, chant the salutation, understand? Then pay respect to Triple Gem. Then take refuge, keep your precept. Then understand the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and build up the faith, the spiritual focus. This is what you're supposed to do. Then the essential Dhamma. The stress is heedfulness. Everything is so clear. And like people cannot understand, I also don't know why. Like what I share with you is that, behold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be miserable is our choice. So choose to be happy. That's how, so easy. Choose Dhammapada verse 2, avoid Dhammapada verse 1. That's how. But then why is the world full of suffering people? You mean they don't know how to choose? They don't know this teaching, understand? And their karmic obstruction is so heavy, like Xuan Hua said. So now, how come suddenly heavy? Okay, yeah, he rejoiced. Okay, continue.
Then you would have some form of wisdom born of understanding the mind Dharma. For everything is condition arising and mind make are they. So not so real. It is only the mundane mind creating the phenomenal world through its own...
By now you understand it, right? Mundane mind creating the... through what?
Mental perception.
Consciousness, understand? You perceive, you have a mundane mind, you become conscious through your senses, understand? That's how you know the world, how you interact with the world. Now you like very clear, like... The nail, pop on the head, oh, wow. really effective, that near when it, understand or not? So you know, a lot of people are supposed to knock, isn't it? The nail cannot go in. Why? The skull very thick, very stubborn, the view and all that. So hit the head also doubly muscle. So how? You understand? Chibe? You understand? So not everybody you knock, the nail can go in or not. Cannot. So a lot of people, they have the calming thing, they very rigid, very stubborn. That's why accord and flow. No condition, let things be. Don't be too eager after the day. I go back and I must tell my children, I must tell my grandchildren, I must tell my friend, my wife, my spouse. Hey, forget about it, please. Not everybody can be like you to have the condition and can come and willing to sit 8 or 9 days sitting here, not doing anything but listening. And you are not tired, understand? Not sleepy. Of course, sometimes you're tired and sleepy, but most of the time, you're able to maintain attentiveness. And that is what is important. Then you rejoice. All the 10 meritorious actions there. And the parami that you receive by attending such retreat, I tell you, you can never understand until later when you are on the path. Then you know, oh, really, like moditi fatano. Like, you never expect, you know. Like that lady at the staircase, I don't know her, she's full of joy waiting for me and just pay respect of that. Then, I knew already, there is condition, otherwise cannot be there. Why all of you, he never wait for you to come down and do that to you? And you mean I got robot? I don't have robot. Then I look older than most of you. Then why she can come there? That's why I feel curious. But I knew, meant to be. So a lot of things.
Amitabha, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Paramitas. Kanan, Brother Teo, for beautiful sharing as usual. So much joy listening to Brother Teo. Brother Teo, I want to emphasize one point that Brother Teo mentioned, you know, about Brother Teo teaching is treasure, gems everywhere, you know. I like to say this because this is my own experience since 2020 that Brother Teo taught me, and I attend almost every, except when I'm not available, like I'm traveling, so I am not able to attend Brother Teo Zoom classes. The Zoom classes that Brother Teo taught us is extremely beneficial to me. Okay, personally, this is my personal experience.
Especially the Thursday class and the Tuesday class.
Yes, yes. But Saturday class also very good, Brother Teo.
Sunday class also very good.
All the transcript book.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, what I want to share first thing is the the infinite, what is the title?
Sutra on infinite meaning.
Yes.
Innumerable or infinite meaning.
That teaching.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes, very, very good. So, the sharing that Brother Teo mentioned in the book, right? So, this book is actually not an easy book for normal human being like us, you know. But after Brother Teo taught us, right? I mean, in my meditation, all the things appear, you know.
Yeah.
All the things in my meditation.
She's able to put it to test and really realize it and match. Everything match.
Everything match. So it's full
That's
of
why God. Because of that, the sister also. You know, your sister told me, Hannah, if not because of my sister, I cannot believe. Because he know you're very sincere. And he see you change and you like that. That's why she say, because of you, she actually have the faith now.
She
very close to you.
So Brother, so it's unbelievable, it's unshakable.
Yeah.
When you see in your meditation, plus you see in your daily mindfulness, your daily life.
Correct.
Wow, I say, where can you find, you know?
Because this is the direct seeing, Direct seeing means what? You awaken to it, It's not the thought tell you, You heard before then, you think you know. Not like that one. Yes. This one is in the awareness, within the pure awareness nature, when it's stabilized already, then the direct seeing saw and awakened. And the realization there and then, then the experience she went through, how can anybody know about that type of teaching?
Yeah.
You go and check the internet, the whole internet, got such teaching, the four circles, the gateway, and all the sharing that I give you. You think Dhamma can be expressed in words so easily?
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Even the Theravada teaching, they had tough time comprehending and go through all the commentaries, still, you hardly find any real Dhamma in most of the Dhamma book. A lot of words. But you, once you have this understanding, like they all, they go and read, all the Dhamma words, they contradict themselves, most of them. And there is no real understanding. You know, when you have real understanding, you won't write like that. They write in a way they connect, because they follow what they have read and popularly accepted one. Then it becomes the way it is. That's why this type of sharing, as time passes by, less and less people can become enlightened or develop Dhamma. Because it's so different from the authentic, original teaching. Understand? Due to what? Interpretation. Understand? Everyone don't understand, they get somebody to put in a commentary. You know how much commentary you got all over. Then the person who give the commentary depend on his understanding. Sometimes commentary differ. So this is what is happening. So you depend on commentary means what? So actually, if you want to learn Dhamma, don't rely on anything. Rely on yourself. And as I investigate yourself, follow clearly what the Buddha said. Develop sati, mindfulness, stabilize it, then become heedful. And then all the teaching can be understood. You no need to check with your teacher, your guide, or whatever. No need. That's why after that, they understand. Some they are, all they understand are like Alicia, they are. Why they can understand what I share and what I did? It's because it comes from that pure awareness nature. Without this, you cannot understand. With this, because all this Dhamma, when you are with the pure awareness through the direct seeing, all this wisdom, the Dhamma that you have developed, they come from the pure awareness. So you don't have this one, you have this one, you every time go this direction, the senses, mundane consciousness, that's why form Dhamma. Then, they call it, you cannot even break form, cannot see beyond form. Yeah, you cannot see the unreality of form. Yeah, you are using the instrument of thought, which is limited. Understand? Cannot see beyond thought, beyond form. So you, from here, pure awareness, you create thought straight away, understand? Like the spacious awareness. What happened? You focus. You sanya, perceive, shrink to there. Then input content become a thought. You are not really here anymore. This fellow, where got shrink one? His awareness is the awareness. The phenomena and the awareness move as one. That's why direct seeing, every time present moment. This one, through memory, through sankhara, through thinking, through emotion, through wrong view. This one, that's why my guy, one of them, you stay at the forehead, this is hell. Hell. Why? Because I explained already. But he don't know how to explain it that way. He knows it's hell. We are that one causing him problem. So that's why every time he go to the heart there, he located the gateway. That's why he can show me the gateway. And he live from there. But he also has his own problem. His own lack of unhappiness. He is not a Buddhist. Understand? The father is a Christian. Expert in Raja Yoga. Then when he was born, he also, I think, follow others. So their background is Christian. He doesn't know Dhamma. Because he doesn't know Dhamma, he thinks this one, like the Hindu, you know what is the Amana? Supreme Self. Understand? Like the universal self, the ultimate self. So they think this one is them, no? That's why all the formless rhyme on Alara, Udaka, all they think that Maya that live very long on is what they are. So they all energy field occult, understand? You within the field of thought, you go there. But my last teacher is pure occult. He knows this pure energy, but he doesn't have the understanding to let it cease. He still believes this is him. Like Alara and Udaka believe that is the highest already. And they make vow when they want to pass away or what, they know they will take birth there already. That's why Sakyamuni, when he become enlightened, these two must die. Understand? Or these two must die before Sakyamuni become Samasambuddha. That's why it took him 7 years. And Sujata is the other criteria. Sujata aspire and vow to offer the milk right before a Samasambuddha arises. So you have to wait for all those timing. And he need that 6 years because he also need to go through that 6 years of what they call austere practice to let him have the understanding that this is not the way. That's why finally he realized he know mitapa means what? Avoid the two extremes. What are the two extremes? Sensual indulgence and self-mortification. The austere practice is self-mortification. Then the indulgence means how to keep precept, indulge everywhere. Understand? So he knew, avoid the two extremes. But the meaning is deeper. These two extremes is the first meaning. The second meaning is when you cultivate, you transcend duality. That is the real middle path. Understand? Transcending duality is the real middle path. Understand? Avoid, like Shen Xiu. He also avoid what? Polish until it shines so that
no dust
shall arise. So what he avoid? He avoid the dust. Understand? But who created the dust? The mundane mind. That's why he is at the gateway of enlightenment. Don't know how to go in. Because he cling onto the duality created by his own mind. So the Buddha say what? Imas means sati, idang hoti. Imas means asati, idang ahoti. Means what? Duality is like that. When this arise, that arise. When you have right, whatever that is not right, is what? Wrong. So, imas means sati, idang hoti. Imas means asati, you don't create this. Where got right and wrong? You understand or not?
Yes.
That's how the Buddha teach the disciple. But how many people understand now? So, actually the teaching is so simple, understand or not? Imas means sati. Of course, Pali lah. But English, if this arise, means you create good, whatever that is not good, the duality manifests as bad, understand? Or? Wholesome, unwholesome. That's why Shen Xiu trapped there, understand? Or? So he said, the mundane mind is like a mirror bright on a stand. Polish until it shines, you know, so that no dust can alight. You know. Means what is he doing? Ever mindful, you know, and don't want to let the defilement come out. Means you suppressing and controlling, understand? Or? The wisdom, no need to do this, the wisdom transcend duality. You don't create, there is no defilement. Defilement comes from what? Where you attach and cling to the concept of wholesomeness. Good state of meditation. Understand? Or? So all this is what the teaching is all about. You haven't finished, you continue.
What I want to say is Brother Teo's teaching is the true Buddha Dharma is very, very potent, you know. So when you listen attentively and you follow the instruction that is given to him, but from him, you will transform. Definitely will transform. So you must have strong faith and confidence to walk the path, the right path, the correct path. And you will reach that.
So you have picked up the understand or? By just developing humility, gratitude, respect, rejoicing, understand? All these are wholesomeness or meritorious action, no? Give you faith some more, no? And no need money. So I don't know, when people don't have the understanding, you really look back, I don't blame Master Shen Hua. He used the word not delusion. No. You know what he used? Stupidity. No. So you ask back, huh? Stupid. Huh? Really stupid, isn't it? Jam everywhere, don't know how to pick. No. Still want to go and cunningly want to steal, misappropriate like one MDB like that. End up what? Ah, lock up. Understand? No? This one, no need money, don't have to go to jail one. Understand? No? And shiny, shiny everywhere. You want to go and buy the diamond, all those things, pay so much money, understand? No? Then, shiny when you keep it at home, you wear out, you scared people chop your finger. Understand? No? So, develop understanding. The real gem is what?
Triple gem.
Triple gem! Double understanding. You go and buy that type of gem, pay through your nose, and they're not wear. Understand? No? Or you wear, you invite trouble. Understand? No?